Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're really digging into how technology gets taught in schools, or maybe what kind of technology.
Right, and how those choices affect students down the line.
Exactly. We're looking at an article called Diversity of Computing by Gary Ackerman over at hackscience.education.
It's a really interesting piece.
It is, and our mission really is to unpack this idea. How do the specific computers schools pick shape? You know, actual student learning and what we might call real technology literacy. So let's start where most schools are. You see a lot of Google Suite, lots of Chromebooks in K-12.
Oh, yeah, everywhere.
And the reasons sound pretty good on paper, right? They're relatively inexpensive, generally easy for IT to manage.
Sure. And schools can kind of outsource the headache of managing complicated network stuff. Makes sense from an admin perspective.
It does seem efficient. But is there a catch?
Well, that's exactly what Ackerman points out. This huge wave of adoption, it often happens with, and this is his phrase, little skepticism, reflection, or consideration for what students may never experience.
Ah, okay. So it's efficient, but maybe too narrow.
That's the argument. It's pragmatic, sure. But what's the cost to a student's, like, full tech education?
Okay, so let's unpack that. What's the alternative Ackerman is pushing for?
He's arguing for basically diversity of computing devices, not just Chromebooks.
Yeah.
Meaning a mix. You know, have some iOS devices, some Android, Macs, Windows machines, even Linux systems available for students.
Right. A whole ecosystem. And the why behind this is key, isn't it?
Totally. He uses this great analogy. Mm-hmm. If students only learn to click buttons on, say, one specific system, their tech literacy. It's like someone who can only read one series of books.
Or solve just one kind of math problem. Okay, I get that.
Yeah, it limits their adaptability. His core idea is that being exposed to different systems makes students more flexible and thus more competent and confident users of computers later on.
It's about genuine digital fluency, not just knowing how to use one tool.
Precisely, not just platform-specific muscle memory.
Now, here's where it got really interesting for me. Ackerman talks about this almost illogical decision-making he sees.
That cycle.
Yeah, this pattern. First, the tech leaders say, right, we're only buying Chromebooks from now on.
Okay, step one.
Step two, teachers need new computers for their classes. And since the tech decisions have been handed off to the tech leaders, who, Ackerman notes, often have little teaching experience,
right,
the teachers end up requesting Chromebooks, even if they know they're not ideal for everything they want to do, because what else are they going to ask for?
It's the only game in town, basically.
Exactly. And then step three, the tech leaders see all these requests for Chromebooks coming in from teachers.
Yeah, and they think, see? Told you they love them.
Right. They interpret it as proof that teachers really like Chromebooks. It's this weird self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yeah, and that raises a big question about what students actually miss out on. The article uses video editing as an example. You know, maybe you can do some basic cuts on a web app. Fine. But what if students want to do, like, multi-track videos, maybe with synchronized camera shots, picture-in-picture, you know, more advanced stuff?
What happens then?
Often, the response is just, well, other teachers get by with the website.
Oof, getting by. That phrase really stood out. Ackerman hits that hard.
He does.
He says, very clearly, getting by is not what we want of our students and their emerging technology literacy. His point is that real, authentic teaching and learning requires professional tools.
Mm-hmm. Professional tools.
For information access, manipulation, and creation. And his bottom line, this cannot be provided with a single computing platform. You need the diversity.
It's a strong call, moving beyond just device management to actually equipping students properly.
So wrapping up this deep dive, it really highlights this fundamental tension, doesn't it, between, you know, the practicalities of running IT in a school.
The administrative ease, the budget.
Right. Versus the maybe less obvious but critical need for students to get hands-on with a range of computing tools, not just one.
It's about preparing them for a messy, diverse tech world out there, not just a single walled garden, getting beyond just getting by.
Definitely.
And, you know, thinking a bit bigger, maybe the question for you listening is this: how do we as a society strike that balance?
Yeah.
How do we manage the real world constraints of school tech budgets and management?
Mm-hmm.
While still ensuring we give students the truly professional, diverse digital skills they actually need for the future.
Yeah.
How do we move past just getting by and aim for genuine competence?